Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Support for this podcast comes from Aegis Living. To prepare mom for next steps in life, families know that care means more than trained professionals. It's knowing mom is active, making friends, and happy. That's Aegis Living. Short-term respite stays now available. AegisLiving.com.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. And before anything else, I hope you'll join me in saying a goodbye and good riddance to 2020 and a hello to 2021. May it be a better year than the one we've had, and we see the end of the coronavirus pandemic and the misery it's caused. And let's start this new year with a story about one symbol of our state, giant sequoias. The trees are found along a 260-mile range on the slopes of the Sierras. Many of the sequoias are ancient. Stand in a grove, and you'll see trees that were already old during the time of the Roman Empire. But the sequoias face threats as our climate changes. Drought and wildfire have killed hundreds of them. And as Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero explains, a new threat is here. Bark beetles.
Nate Stevenson studies giant sequoias as a U.S. Geological Survey ecologist based in Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks. This fall, he said he knew the trees were in danger when
I started to see some giant sequoia ash falling, and that's when I knew it was going to be really bad.
Multiple lightning-caused fires in and around the parks this fall merged into one, burning more than 170,000 acres. It was devastating for the iconic species, says Christy Brigham.
The photos from helicopter flights showed incineration of large monarch sequoias were heartbreaking.
Brigham is chief of science for Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks. She says there could be as many as 1,000 giant dead trees.
They just got wiped out in a way that is unprecedented. It's like watching elephants go extinct.
Experts believe there are solutions to prevent the trees from dying. Kristen Scheib with Save the Redwoods League says ramped up climate policy as well as prescribed burns and thinning forests could help.
We are on the verge of continuing to lose a lot of the world's ancient giant sequoias if we don't act.
But as researchers find ways to amp up forest management, Stevenson with USGS says there's a growing threat, a native bark beetle that's attracted to vulnerable sequoias.
The little beetles in giant sequoias weren't even on the manager's radar screens.
So far, beetles have killed 32 trees, and scientists are banding together to investigate ways to control them while not harming the already stressed out ancient trees. For the California Report, I'm Ezra David Romero in Sacramento.
And we'll stay in the forest for this next story, moving from one of California's oldest living things, the sequoias, to organisms that only appear for a few weeks under the right conditions, mushrooms. A team at the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Northern California has developed a simple portable test that can detect a deadly mushroom poison in minutes, and just in time for the mushroom season. The test is now available for sale online. KQED's Chloe Veltman reports.
In a parking lot near some woods about an hour east of San Francisco, USDA microbiologist Candace Beaver rummages around in a box containing plastic containers, slides, and tubes.
I'm going to grab a vial here and my saline solution.
We've just picked an assortment of mushrooms on a hike. One of them, a paddy straw mushroom, looks suspiciously like a specimen she's brought along with her, Amanita phalloides, also known as the death cap.
All you need is a rice-size piece of the mushroom.
Beaver is demonstrating her new test for a dangerous poison known as amatoxin that's found in some common California fungi. She puts samples of the death cap and the paddy straw in a pair of vials filled with saline solution and dabs a few drops of each liquid onto the ends of two white plastic strips.
And we wait.
It looks a lot like a pregnancy test. After a few minutes, two pink lines emerge in the window of the paddy straw test strip. That's a negative result. But only one line forms in the window of the other strip, the one with the Amanita phalloides sample, the death cap.
So that is A positive for amatoxins.
The death cap is one of the most poisonous mushrooms around. Ingesting a mere mouthful can cause symptoms ranging from severe diarrhea and vomiting to liver collapse and even death. Beaver says fatalities are currently rare, but that might change because Amanita phalloides is an invasive species.
Its range continues to spread.
Mushroom expert Debbie Vies says it's hard for the average person to distinguish between the harmful death cap, which has white gills and spores and a skirt, and benign lookalikes, such as the paddy straw.
So this could be a death cap, except it has pink gills and spores, and it doesn't have the skirt.
The new strips also test urine, so Vies says they could help doctors and nurses figure out if amatoxin is the cause of a poisoning and quickly responds to the symptoms.
If you can eliminate or confirm it's amatoxin, you can save this person's life.
Existing methods for detecting amatoxins involve noxious chemicals or require high-end equipment only found in a lab. California poison control toxicologist Eddie Garcia says this gives the USDA's new test strips an edge.
The ease of use is the real advance here.
But Garcia says it'll be years before the strips are approved for medical staff to use them on patients in hospital or doctor's office.
We shouldn't jump to conclusions that this can be used in humans quite yet to detect dangerous poisoning.
Some mushroom community members have already taken to Facebook to complain about the new test strips, saying they might encourage careless foraging and lead to more deaths. Mushroom expert Debbie Vies says when it comes to safely identifying fungi, there's no substitute for true knowledge.
I think it would be foolish to rely on a test rather than your eyes.
While some fungi enthusiasts might be wary of the strips, they could find a fan base among dog lovers. Mushroom poisoning is a canine hazard, and the new test works on dog urine. For the California Report, I'm Chloe Veltman.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy includes Schmidt Futures, focused on finding exceptional people and helping them do more for others together, on the web at schmidtfutures.com. The James Irvine Foundation, committed to a California where all low-income workers have the power to advance economically, learn more at irvine.org, and Paint Care, now with 770 drop-off sites in California where households and businesses can recycle their leftover paint. More at paintcare.org.
And that's the California Report for Friday, January 1st, 2021. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Katie McMurrin and Danny Bringer, with additional engineering from Jim Bennett and Seal Muller. Our producers are Mary Franklin Harvin, Alice Wolfley, and Holly J. McDeed. Our senior editor is Angela Corral. If you want more news from around the state, check out our daily podcast. It includes stories from both of our newscasts. And stay tuned to all of the stories we'll be covering in 2021. From the continuing fight against the pandemic, to legislation out of Sacramento that affects you, to the people and places that put the gold in Golden State. I'm Saul Gonzalez in LA. Happy New Year.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.